is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It was a late-night purge for the Trump administration. It fired 17 inspectors general from multiple government agencies. The stunning move removes oversight of his new administration. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is in Washington.
Among those dismissed as a federal inspector general by the Trump administration, according to a memo obtained by CBS News, the U.S. Small Business Administration inspector general. These dismissals happen despite requirements under the law that 30 days warning be given and that Congress be notified in advance. Members of Congress from both parties say they were not notified. Legal challenges are imminent.
Southern California, already reeling from wildfires, is now on alert for possible floods and mudslides from heavy rain. CBSLA's Gio Encinares is in Malibu.
People earlier this week getting those tarps and sandbags ready. Ultimately, the reminder from both local officials and experts is to not panic, stay calm, think, plan ahead, and be sure to stay away from those burn areas until at least the weather and everything passes and calms down.
The ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas has hit a snag. Thousands of displaced Palestinians have been stopped from returning to their homes in the north of Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Under the terms of the deal with Hamas, Israel was set to withdraw from the Nitzarim corridor Sunday, which divides Gaza in half, and allow Palestinians to start returning to northern Gaza. But Israel says Hamas violated the terms of the deal and will not allow Palestinians to travel back until Hamas arranges the release of Arbel Yehud, a female civilian hostage who is allegedly being held by Islamic Jihad.
Seven Israeli hostages have been released so far. Pete Hegseth has been sworn in as the new Secretary of Defense, as has Kristi Noem for head of Homeland Security. They'll have important roles in the Trump administration, as CBS's Christian Benavides explains.
Hegseth and Noem are likely to work closely together on Trump's mass deportation efforts, which have gotten underway this week.
Philadelphia Eagles fans are pumped for their NFC Championship game against the Washington Commanders. CBS News Philadelphia's Ryan Hughes is there.
I think it's perfect for the city, for the fans, for the kids. I think it's something for everyone can enjoy.
Kristen Barnett flew up from Charlotte, North Carolina. She scored tickets and will be inside the link Sunday for her first playoff game.
It's going to be an epic experience just to be in the city, in the stadium, to watch the Birds win, like, beyond.
And the Kansas City Chiefs play the Buffalo Bills for the AFC title. Whoever wins either game will head to the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 9th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. They're located in the Madison's North Gate Mall. Delivery to Madison's Northeast and Downtowner. You can search Doughboys Pizza online or give them a call, 608-467-3017. Doughboys Pizza in Madison. Let's kick off the second hour with a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane. It's Caffeine and Alcohol. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the
this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Sucking and smoking, bumming my clothes, I can still smell. All it is, hurts in the morning. I thought that I could have it all. Love caffeine, got alcohol.
Civic Media. We are local music. Cat and Hurricane there. A double dip to kick off your 7 o'clock hour. That was therapy. Caffeine and alcohol before that. Cat and Hurricane. They'll be coming out strong this summer. In the meantime, they're doing dual shows, Rhapsody and Rose. They're doing a show with Zach Baker out of Minneapolis this coming Friday, February 7th at Cargo Coffee on East Washington Avenue. Check that place out if you ever haven't done that yet. I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, you can grab the Civic Media app and take that anywhere. Listen to all the fine programming here on Civic Media. And, of course, here on the weekends, listen to original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We still got plenty of show on the way. Them Cooley Boys out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. They're going to join me tonight at 7:30. They got some brand new music. They got a new album dropping. Two new songs out right now. We're going to hear them both and have a great conversation with the guys in Them Cooley Boys. At 8:30, it's Paul Flipowitz. Terry Barr sat down with the Chicago Blues inductee, Hall of Fame inductee. Paul is great. He's one of my favorite blues musicians. Had a great time with him at Atwood Fest a couple of years ago. You'll hear that interview at 8:30. And then at 9:30 is Madison's Or Does It Explode? They'll be in studio and hear some of their new music. They got a CD release show coming up as well. And Rob Roberts will check in after 10 o'clock. Of course, you could join the show too. Feel free to toss us a text, 844-967-2789, or just call text us through the Civic Media app. We got details about a Steez show coming up here in Madison. Also, music from Jenna Jane, Wheelhouse, right now Genevieve Hayward, and Lame. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We built this fire just to ride the flame. The clouds grew bigger every day. Ignore the now, you'd say. Bury the past. Future's fading quick. Start running fast. But we never ran. We just sat counting the cows. Keeping busy, laying low and just making sounds. Trying to find a sliver of hope. Before I could cry, you were my favorite ghost. Used to love a good fight. I couldn't stand it, but I held tight. How did life get so lame? After a while, all the words sound the same. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Raven slowly started to fade. I kept on praying that you had been saved. So see you back. I couldn't stand it, but I held tight.
floor. It seems that you like me, but don't know to tell me. I reach out and touch you, but you think I'm crazy. I try to break through you and buy you some whiskey. I want to impress you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The mighty Stees there. And last night, you can see Stees at the High Noon Saloon, Saturday, February 22nd. They're presenting The French Connection, a tribute to Daft Punk, Justice Air, and other French electronic artists, featuring Stees and DJ Nick Nice from Madison. Get your advance tickets right now for that show at high-noon.com. Hey, coming up in just a couple of minutes, them Cooley Boys will be on the show with me. Right now, some Jenna Jane. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Months and 14 days still burns me up. I'm thinking of ways to get back at you for the hell you gave. Never thought you'd take it that far. I guess that's just the kind of girl you are. Friends, only friends in the dark. Now there's some things I shouldn't do. What the hell do I have to lose? I go crazy just like you. Make up shit that isn't true. I go crazy. Cross that line. Messing with a man that aren't mine. I know you think you won this time. Don't worry, girl. Whole town knows why I went crazy. I went crazy. Two-faced and talk is cheap. Can't you make one of them pretty? Don't act like the problem is me. Now there's some things I shouldn't do.
season tickets to every wild hockey game. I loved her more than anything, but she did not feel the same. Said we need to talk because we're not on the same page. She dumped my ass and made me pack my power hockey bag. Back home to Wisconsin where we don't have any chill. Bucks have been rebuilding and the crew puts me through hell. I wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. No hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. I drink to forget her, but I can't forget it all. I wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. I won't root for Minnesota, cause that would be a sin. Every time I hear that name, I think of her again. What I can't forgive is how she hung me out to dry. She's now sitting in our seats and setting her eyes for that next guy. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. I drink to forget her, but I can't forget it all. I wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. If I was from Chicago, then the Hawks would be my team. If I was Colorado, I'd take the Rangers or the Leafs. East Coast is too far, ain't no games at home TV. So I'm stuck here all alone with my CrossFit rival. The years go by, I hope she's getting fat, losing teeth. He is her Wayne Gretzky, I guess I'll go to hell. I'm still here without a team and she can go to. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. I drink to forget her, but I can't forget it all. Wish I had my own team to distract me from her now. There's no hockey in Milwaukee, there's no woman in St. Paul. Wish I had my own team to distract me from her now.
The Mighty Wheelhouse from Madison, Wisconsin. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That was Hockey in Milwaukee. Such a catchy little song there. Hey, you could catch Wheelhouse performing live on Valentine's Day, Friday, February 14th. At the Eastside Club here in Madison. I'm Jimmy Kays, Max Inc. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now, 4 Dane County locations. There's a brand new store in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. It just opened. Go check it out. Plus on Winnebago Street here in Madison, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. And don't forget, you could always shop online at herbalaspect.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Max Inc. Radio is coming back with them Cooley Boys. That's a Saturday night.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm not sad anymore, at least not today. See, the chemicals have all aligned and the sun is out to stay. Gonna hold my hands, I smile, gonna kiss you on your face. I'm not sad anymore, at least not today. I'm not sad anymore, at least not tonight. See, I found all of my failures in the times I try to fight. So when one hand forms a fist, hope the other shines a light. I'm not sad anymore, not today. I'm not sad, at least not right now. See, the ones that go before us, they learn to live on somehow. If one hand's reaching for the light, hope the other's reaching out. I am not sad anymore, at least not right now. Sadness, the anger and the pain, but there's a debt between us I can't pay, I can't pay. Sad anymore, at least not today. See, my friends are all around me and the band is gonna play. Gonna dance with one hand waving free and another on your ways. I am not sad anymore, at least not today.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. I am not sad. That is new music from the Cooley Boys. I'm Jimmy Kay, broadcasting on Max Inc. Radio around the Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget to get the Civic Media app on your phone for the best listening experience. On the phone with me, I believe from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, It's the lead singer and writer for the band Them Coolie Boys. It's Soren Staff. Soren, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. I've been in Eau Claire the last like 9 years, and I just moved up to Chippewa, like 15 minutes up the road. So I think I can still claim Eau Claire at this point.
Absolutely. I'm sure Eau Claire would like to claim you and the Coolie Boys. Is there a big difference between Eau Claire and living in Chippewa Valley?
Not exactly. You know, it all kinds of blends together, and it's, you know, very similar ethos for folks in Eau Claire and Chippewa. There's a healthy rivalry between the high schools for sports. So it's always fun.
That's awesome. And of course, we got a pretty big listenership up in Eau Claire listening to us on 93.5 The Tap. We appreciate them tuning in tonight. Soren, I like to start these interviews with a little background. Obviously, Them Coolie Boys have been around for a while. You have a huge fan base here in Wisconsin. But if what is your elevator pitch for someone that might be just discovering Them Coolie Boys?
I hope it's a long elevator ride, first off. But secondly, you know, we're a band that's been a band for 11 years now. We do folk rock, Americana. We got banjos, guitars, mandolins, drums, bass. You know, when you come to a Coolie Boys show, you have, on one hand, it's a rock and roll show, so you're dancing and have a good time. But on the other hand, you know, we have moments where that make you think or make you emotional. And I like to think you get the full human experience at a Coolie Boys show. But yeah, we've been here in Wisconsin for the last 11 years. We started making music as camp counselors up in Chautauqua, Wisconsin. And since then, we've made 5 records, had record deals, lost record deals, you know, recorded records with Grammy winners. It's been a wild ride, and if you're just figuring out about Them Coolie Boys, welcome. We're happy to have you.
We're happy to be here. You know, what's the story behind Them Coolie Boys as far as how the band got together? You're the lead singer and the main writer. Were you kind of the genesis around the band?
Yeah, I mean, when I met Bo, the banjo player, we were working as camp counselors up north, and we always just needed a break after the weeks were done with all the kids. You know, we had middle schoolers all week, so we would just get together. He had a banjo, I had a guitar, and we would play music, and I started writing songs. And, you know, a few years later, a buddy of mine was doing a senior project for his degree, and we said, well, let's make a record. And we recorded a little EP in his living room. And that's how it all started. You know, my brother joined the next year, and then our bass player and drummer joined us over the course of the last decade. And it's been a fun ride. You know, we always say that we never thought we'd make it out of the basement, but here we are. We're playing all over the country and making it our career. So it's pretty fun to think that we came from where we came from.
What do you think over the last years that Them Coolie Boys have been around, your biggest accomplishment as a band?
Oh my gosh. Well, we're just, you know, longevity. Bands don't last 10 years these days. You know, I mean, like, the music business has changed completely.
You survived COVID too.
Yeah. You know, that was a whole thing for us. But I don't know. I mean, like, you could point to really large shows. You can point to festivals. You can point to releases. You can point to, you know, like charts and whatever. But like, when it comes down to it, we're just thankful that we've built this fan base that keeps coming back. You know, we built this family, so to speak. So many times we go all over the country and see familiar faces. So it's really fun. I mean, I think that's where the accomplishment for us has come from. It's just in building this group of people that wants to come see us.
It's so much fun, you know, when you're out going show to show to show, to see the familiar faces, to see the guys or the girls that you saw last year or the year before last at that particular city or that particular music festival. That has to be really humbling.
Oh, it's awesome. And then you see that they bring their friends, or they brought their parents or their kids. You know, like, we have folks that we met at the beginning now with kids that, you know, that are, you know, grown up, you know, so it's just such a fun thing to like, you know, this has been a huge part of my life for a really long time. And, you know, we like to think that when you come to our shows, like we want to involve people, you know, there's a lot of like crowd interaction. There's a lot of crowd participation. Cause it's kind of that invitation into that experience. You know, it's powerful to be there for live music, and we're thankful that people want to come and do that with us.
Lead singer and music writer from Them Cooley Boys, Soren Staff, on the phone with us right now here on Max Inc. Radio. Of course, Them Cooley Boys from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Chat about that local music scene up in Eau Claire. There's a lot of great music that comes out of Northwest Wisconsin, especially out of the Eau Claire area. Talk about being part of that music scene.
Right. I mean, well, we all relocated here. You know, our bass player, Neil, and our drummer, Stash, are the only Chippewa Valley natives. You know, the three of us who started the band, we moved to Eau Claire because this was the hub. This is where everything was coming from. You know, with Bon Iver's success, you know, like that felt like when we were starting this band 11, 12 years ago, this felt like the place where we needed to be. And, you know, having been here for a while now, you see why he was able to have success. You see, you know, there's this groundswell of support from the bottom up. You know, first of all, like they have some of the best music programs in the state, you know, elementary up through high school. Like their jazz band Memorial, like, is a nationally recognized program, you know. And then outside of that, you know, you have these, there's a bunch of wonderful venues, there's a bunch of wonderful performing arts spaces. You know, it gives you room to grow, you know, like you can play that open mic on a Tuesday. You can go play the bar on Friday. You can go play the theater, you know, the year after that. And I think it's kind of set up for bands to grow. And, it all starts with just having a community that supports that and comes out. And we're thankful that, you know, they've adopted us. We were transplants, and now we feel like we're Eau Clairians.
That's awesome. Who are some of the local bands in the Eau Claire area that you all really look forward to jamming with?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of new stuff coming around. You know, there's like a generation ahead of us. You know, you have like the S Kara, you have Shane Leonard, but you have our friends in Humbird. They're based out of the cities now, but some of those folks are from Eau Claire. But you know, like, there's a bunch of really great bands coming up right now. There's a band called Janicky that I really love with some friends of mine. There's a band called Echo Parlor with a couple of friends of ours too. And that's the whole thing. You know, the music community here, it like, there's no animosity. There doesn't feel like there's any competition. It's just people supporting people who want to make music. And there's just a lot of great new stuff coming from Eau Claire. And just in general, like Wisconsin and Northwest Wisconsin, I mean, Wisconsin, Midwest in general, like the bluegrass Americana folk scene is so very supportive. You know, like I think there's this framework for you to succeed if you want to within Wisconsin, Minnesota, because there's just so many great bands that, you know, are putting on music and hosting venues and festivals and, you know, It's just built for bands. If you want to work hard, you can make it happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned Minneapolis, St. Paul, that's just across the border, a short drive. There's a huge Americana music scene in the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah.
And
for sure.
It's probably awesome to network those bands. Soren Staff from the Cooley Boys with us. Let's talk about the new album, Soren. It's called Chrysalis. It's being released on February 28th. The Facebook cover that y'all have up for the promotion for this on your Facebook page is a cool picture. Talk about the story behind the new album, Chrysalis.
Yeah, totally. First of all, I do want to correct you. I don't mean to correct you.
Oh, please do.
Like, right off the bat. It's actually called No Fun in the Chrysalis.
No Fun.
It's a little wordy. But, you know, it's, you know, chrysalis is a time of big change for a butterfly. You know, a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. The midpoint of that is the chrysalis. And it's a line from the record where it says, change is hard. We all know this. It ain't no fun in the chrysalis. And that's kind of like the thesis statement for this record. I was going through a lot of change. The band was going through a lot of change, both like personally and professionally. And, you know, like there's a big theme within this record of, you know, change and how the heck you get through it. And that's what a lot of songs are about. And, you know, there's tension there and there's acceptance, but hopefully growth. And as far as that photo that you referenced, that's where we recorded the record. It's a studio called The Hive. It's right here in Eau Claire. It's owned and operated by Brian Joseph, a Grammy winner. He won a Grammy with Bon Iver, and he's worked with incredible folks like Paul Simon and Sufjan Stevens, Ani DeFranco, just heavyweights. And this is the second record we've made with him, and so we thought it'd be cool to capture a photo of us singing some harmonies into a mic. So yeah, I love that photo too. And we were kicking around it being the album cover, but we went in a different direction. But yeah, we're really excited that we were able to feature that photo there, because it's a really special place for us.
And that's No Fun in the Chrysalis. And that's dropping
Fun in the Chrysalis. Yep.
That's dropping on the 28th of February. Is there going to be a release show for that? We'll get to some other shows that we have coming up on the calendar, but there is an actual release show for the album?
We have like a release tour.
Okay.
We'll be touring it this whole next year, going all over across the country, coast to coast. But as far as like a release show, not necessarily. We have like a fundraiser show for the record that we're putting on Eau Claire on February 1st, which we're really low on tickets there if people are interested in showing. It's the first time we'll play the record front to back and have it available for folks then. But yeah, I mean, there's not necessarily a release show, but we're going to be playing a lot of these songs at our upcoming shows. You know, we travel all over the place, so we know it's hard for people to, if they want to be there for the, you know, the album release, it's hard. So right. We're going to bring the album release to people.
I love that. I mean, you can have multiple album releases
throughout the
rest of the winter. I see next Friday, the 7th, you'll be in Appleton. On the 8th of February, you're going to be in La Crosse at the La Crosse Center. That's almost a homecoming for you there. And then March 20th, it looks like you'll, Blue Strawberry in St. Louis. Is that right?
Yeah, we're all over the place. You know, it's really fun to get in the van and go. I mean, mm-hmm. That La Crosse show was a festival with our friends, at the La Crosse Center, with, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades and some other buddies of ours. So we're looking forward to that. But yeah, I mean, we got a big slew of dates coming, and we're going to be announcing some more ones too. So it's an exciting time to be a Cooley Boy or a Cooley Boys fan.
That's awesome. But for those of you listening to WMDX here in the Madison area, them Cooley Boys will be at the Stoughton Opera House in Stoughton, Wisconsin on Saturday, May the 3rd. Soren, it's great to talk to you.
I love that spot.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, I've never been to the Stoughton Opera House. I hear it's one of the best venues in Dane County. There's so much class.
Gorgeous.
The acoustics in it is supposed to be really awesome.
This will be our third time playing, and it truly is one of the hidden gems of Wisconsin. I think we sold out last time, so make sure you get your tickets.
And how do we do that? How do we get tickets?
Best way to do it, and the easiest way to do it, themcoolieboys.com. If that's too complicated, you can find us on any social media. I'll point you in the right direction. That's what I'm here for.
Do you all like to connect with the fans on Facebook and Instagram and all that?
You know, it's part of the job, but mm-hmm. our fans, like, they're great, and they make it worth it. You know, like, we don't really have many horror stories. We just have a lot of really great people who really care about us. You know, I mean, it's not lost on us that people, you know, in times like these where money gets tight and your dollar's not going as far as it used to go, you know, you're to pay for a ticket to come see us. Like, we're really thankful, and we're going to give you a heck of a show for it.
Well, I appreciate your time tonight, Soren. I wish you and them Cooley boys all the success and congratulations on the brand new album.
Hey, thank you so much, Jimmy. I appreciate you talking to me tonight.
I appreciate you calling. Before we let you go, Soren, we're about to play the song Up Close. This is the newest single off the album. Tell me about this song.
Yeah, this song kind of was born out of conversation with my girlfriend. You know, I was flirting and I said, I think you look better up close. You know, I like the way you look up close. And that kind of felt like a lyric to me. So I wrote a song around it. And it's just a really fun song. You know, it's kind of got this backbeat groove, you know, with this like rock and roll flavor to it. And it's just, it's a really fun song to play live. And we have been playing it for a year or so now. In anticipation of putting out this record. So it feels really good to finally have it out in the recorded version. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
I'm sure we will. Them Cooley Boys, it's Up Close. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We are local music. That's the brand new one from Them Cooley Boys. It's called Up Close. Hey, thanks to Soren and the Cooley Boys for coming on the show tonight. Really appreciate that. Get out and see their shows. And most importantly, February 28th, get that brand new album. It is really good. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. Coming up after the top of the hour news break, we got a double dip of a band called Psycho Swank. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. Plus, next hour, Terry Barr has her conversation with the mighty Paul Flipowitz. He's a Chicago Blues Hall of Famer and a good friend of the show. Paul Flipowitz with Terry Barr coming up after the top of the hour here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's do some more bluegrass Americana. It's Cruising Around. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Got the time.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Southern California residents are dealing with another possible disaster after those wildfires. Rain is in the area, with officials warning of flood risks and possible mudslides this weekend. CBS News Los Angeles' Lauren Posen has that.
People in Altadena are still reeling from the aftermath of the devastating Eaton fire. Now they're bracing for more trouble as rain moves in, bringing the threat of flooding and even more damage.
Yeah, it took three like really large tarps, 30 by 50 and two 20 by 30, I believe, and covered the burned down part of the house and the garage with 25 of the sandbags.
Rain could trigger debris flow, carrying toxic ash and other materials into neighborhoods.
The Trump administration has purged at least a dozen federal inspectors general, an unprecedented move that will likely result in legal challenges.
President Trump has fired at least 15 independent watchdogs at federal agencies. The inspectors general at the Pentagon